local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We say happy Friday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. And we do have a lot to get to here today. Coming up here at 4:35, we will check in with Milton City Councilman Jeff Snow. Yesterday, a big meeting to determine the future of the city manager's position. So we'll have him on at 4:35 this afternoon. Also, we will get you caught up on the roads and weather. Looks like we're going to have another busy afternoon in Gulf Breeze with the construction that's been happening. Also looks like we've got an accident nearby there. Hopefully not as bad as what we saw yesterday, but I am not holding my breath on that. Text line, if you would like to join in, weigh in on anything that we're discussing today, 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 850-262-6111. We start, as always, with today's top three stories. Former President Trump is being ordered to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial.
He was going to defend his family business to the extent that he could, even if it meant the judge coming down hard on him, which here this afternoon he chose to do just that.
Also, he is banned from doing business in New York State for 3 years. The judge also fining his sons and banning them from doing business in the state for 2 years. Trump is accused of inflating his net worth in order to obtain more favorable loans. Meanwhile, President Biden says Vladimir Putin is responsible for the death of a Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Biden says Navalny's death in prison is proof of the Russian president's brutality.
As people across Russia and around the world are mourning Navalny today because he was so many things that Putin was not. He was brave. He was principled. He was dedicated to building a Russia where the rule of law existed.
And reports out of Russia today say that the outspoken critic of Putin died while behind bars at the age of 47. Navalny led protests against the Kremlin for more than a decade and even ran against Putin in the past. Two juveniles are now charged in connection to the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The shooting left one person dead, 22 others injured. Police say the juveniles are being held at a juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Those are today's top three stories, 4:15 here on a Friday. Austin, good to see you today, sir.
Right back at you. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing pretty good. It is Friday, and that is never a bad thing. What's not so good, though, is the situation through Gulf Breeze right now.
You are absolutely right. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Yes, we will start with Gulf Breeze. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we do have some backups there, likely caused by the construction that they've been doing in that area. And a little bit further south, more into Gulf Breeze area, we do have an accident report. Luckily, that does not appear to be causing too many of issues itself. So hopefully it will stay that way. In Pensacola, if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we've got some minor congestion that gets more severe the closer you get to Pensacola Boulevard. So be on the lookout for that. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10 there. Gulf Beach Highway, if you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area as we've been seeing increasingly often at this hour. And lastly, over in Milton, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown, we've got some pretty extensive issues there.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
It's a mix of weather as we head into the weekend. A light rain, drizzle, and at times rain as we head through tonight. Overnight lows, low 50s. Saturday, the rain chance continues at 40%. We'll see clouds and a high in the upper 50s. It's Saturday night that we drop down into the 30s. Sunday, sunshine is back and highs just in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 59 degrees right now. We'll get down to around 51. 40% chance of showers throughout the evening and overnight hours. So pretty mild if you're heading out and about on this Friday night. Taking a look at our local headlines today, the city of Milton bringing back Randy Jorgensen as interim city manager in a vote of 5-2 last night. It was Councilman Jeff Snow who made the motion to bring Jorgensen back after Scott Collins resigned, and his last day is February 23rd. Public comment, most of, if not all, of the public speakers not in favor of the move.
The great job that he's done. The salaries of the budget is 125%. I'm horrible at math, but I'm pretty sure if you get to 100, you have no more money. That's the position he's put us in. And you all, the five of you, are on record now. You want to bring him back while we're in the middle of an audit.
A large contingent of residents there spoke out, largely those in opposition of the city's planned waste management treatment plant spoke out. Also, council members Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow voted against bringing Jorgensen back as well. FDLE today says a 28-year-old Pensacola man is in custody, accused of 20 counts of child porn possession. The investigation started in November when agents identified an internet user offering to share files depicting the abuse of children. A search warrant was served at Stephen Twitty's home yesterday, and a forensic analysis of his computer was conducted. And investigators say Twitty admitted that he had possessed files, some with depicting children as young as 5 years old. Also, state attorney's office says a Georgia man will be sentenced in April for a murder that happened on Navarre Beach back in 2021. That 62-year-old Patrick Gulabo, who was found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 67-year-old Victor Trial. This happened back on November 14th of 2021 when Trial was shot in the back. And how about we finish with some good news here locally? Escambia County firefighters recognized for saving lives in two recent house fires.
These dedicated individuals have displayed unparalleled courage and skills in the face of adversity. In a one-week period, our fire and EMS personnel have responded to numerous emergencies, demonstrating unwavering commitment to the safety and well-being of our community.
And Interim Fire Chief Adam Harrison says the first one took place a little before midnight on January 31st on North Highway 95A, the second on February 5th at a home on DeVille Way. In both instances, firefighters were able to locate and rescue a person that was trapped inside those homes. 420, we'll take a break there. Coming up, state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at NewsRadio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the hearing yesterday over the Burgosh versus PNJ, Alex Arduini and Jonathan Owens text messages case. We also talked with former commissioner, now supervisor of elections, Robert Bender, about deadlines related to the impending presidential preference primary. We also did the Transgressors Memorial Service, To Kill a Mockingbird made the list this week, and a good conversation about a Wall Street Journal article focusing on Pensacola during the wrap. You can find all of that on the podcast page at NewsRadio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's get it on. Yeah, y'all can come along. Everybody drinks on me, bought out the bar just to feel like I'm a star. Now I'm thanking the Academy. Missed my ride home, lost my iPhone. I wouldn't have it any other way. If it with me, let me hear you say.
That is the most 2010 song I think I've ever heard. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've had a couple of accident reports in and around Pensacola. None of them really appear to be causing too many of issues, though. We will keep an eye on them, however. But where you are going to encounter some issues is if you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze. We've got construction there that's been giving us quite the amount of grief these past few days, and today is no exception. That's going to have you backed up a pretty decent ways on the 3 Mile Bridge there. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, still got some pretty severe issues racking up there. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards South Fairfield Drive, still got some issues in that area as well. And lastly, Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, we've got some pretty severe issues there that are basically going to have you backed up to the Circle K.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, just for clarification, we did have slowdowns earlier today, both west and eastbound through Gulf Breeze. There is an accident right in front of Gulf Breeze High School, so there's some slowdowns there. But as far as the construction goes, that is mainly coming from Pensacola. So earlier this afternoon, it looked like it was, you know, both. But yeah, mainly for construction purposes, that's coming off the 3 Mile Bridge there. Backups not quite what they were yesterday. It was pretty much the length of the 3 Mile Bridge for the duration of the show. Yeah. Right now, we're not seeing that, so that's good news there. Taking a look around the state of Florida today, a bill banning anybody under the age of 16 from using social media is moving forward. The Senate Fiscal Policy Committee passed it on Thursday, heading to a floor vote now. The House passed it several weeks ago. The measure would prohibit most minors from creating accounts on certain social media platforms. The ACLU of Florida has come out against the bill, calling it a government censorship bill aimed at stifling freedom of expression online.
And newly released court documents show as many as five people were involved in the murder-for-hire plot that left a Florida Microsoft executive dead. Jared Bredagen was shot and killed 2 years ago today in Jacksonville Beach in what investigators said was an ambush. Henry Tenen took a plea deal and agreed to testify against others charged in the case, including Bredagen's ex-wife, Shauna Gardner, and her estranged husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana. The new court documents show two others were likely involved in the plot, but their names are redacted. Thank goodness, because I'd probably butcher them.
More than six dozen elected officials are challenging the Florida law requiring them to disclose their financial information. Two lawsuits were filed last night against the law that targets mayors, council members around the state. The Form 6 is what it's called. Shortly before and after the measure took effect last month, more than 100 local officials around Florida stepped down from their positions. Local officials will need to comply with the law by filling out the form by July.
And the next crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is set for next month. NASA says that three astronauts and a cosmonaut will start their trip to the International Space Station on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on March 1st. If everything goes as planned, the Crew 8 mission will lift off from the Cape Canaveral Space Station just after midnight.
National news, Fonnie Willis not taking the witness stand again today. Prosecutors made that decision after her combative testimony while being pressed about cash and vacation she took with Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade. Her father did testify, though, says, quote, it's a black thing to always have cash handy.
What I told my child from the time she was a child is always have some money.
All right. John Floyd there says, in his words, most black folks hide cash or keep cash. He then talked about racism in the past where a restaurant would not take his credit card. Willis hired Wade and paid him over $600,000 to prosecute the Trump case so far.
Yeah, her having cash on her is not what this is about, but whatever. Egypt appears to be constructing a refugee camp near the Gaza border in case Israel invades the southern city of Rafah. Egypt has denied preparing for refugees in the Sinai Peninsula, but sources tell Reuters that an area is being prepped near Gaza that would have basic facilities to accommodate Palestinians in case an Israeli offensive drives them over the border seeking sanctuary.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing a Texas Military Department base camp is being built along the border in Eagle Pass to house the growing number of Texas National Guard members who are taking part in border security. The base will be located on 80 acres near the border. Construction's already started. When complete, the base camp will house up to 1,800 soldiers, but it could be expanded to support as many as 2,300.
And same-sex marriage is now legal in Greece. The Greek parliament approved a bill on Thursday that allows same-sex couples to get married and adopt children. Greece is now one of the first Orthodox Christian countries to allow same-sex unions. The church was strongly opposed to the bill, which was approved by 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat parliament.
And also, prosecutors are asking the judge to deny a change of venue request for James Crumbley, who is facing charges in connection to the mass shooting his son carried out at Oxford High School in Michigan.
Prosecutors say Crumbley's attorneys have not proven the Oakland County jury pool is irredeemably tainted. They say the jury pool was not tainted for his wife's trial several weeks ago, as jury selection was much quicker than expected. James Crumbley is facing four charges of involuntary manslaughter. His wife, Jennifer Crumbley, was found guilty of four counts of involuntary manslaughter last week. Crumbley's team was asking to move his March 5th trial to a different county or have jurors brought in from other counties. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. 4:30 right now. We got the Fox News break coming up, CBS Sports Minute as well. When we return, we will talk to Milton City Councilman Jeff Snow about how last night's meeting went, how things will look moving forward with Randy Jorgensen now returning in an interim capacity as city manager. That's coming up next, Pensacola right now.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A New York judge rules against Donald Trump in a civil fraud case. The former president is barred from doing business in the state for 3 years. He was also hit with a massive fine. Fox's Eric Sean.
Judge Arthur Engoron imposing a nearly $364 million fine on the former president, his sons Donald Jr. and Eric. The judge said that they engaged in a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with false financial statements.
Trump has called the case a witch hunt by political operatives. Two juveniles have been charged following the deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Fox's Jeff Paul.
They're being held on two charges, one of them being gun-related, the other being related to resisting arrest.
More charges are expected. One woman killed, 22 other victims were shot. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In the wake of another hotter-than-expected inflation reading, this one regarding wholesale prices, stocks lost ground today. The S&P 500 shed 24 points, the Dow Industrials lost 145, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 130. Those indexes also ended with a weekly decline, just the second this year. Activist investor Carl Icahn is reportedly close to a deal to get two JetBlue Airways board seats, just days after he unveiled a nearly 10% stake in the struggling airline. The Wall Street Journal reports that the billionaire, who's celebrating his 88th birthday today, is finalizing a settlement agreement with the low-cost carrier that would allow them to avert a proxy fight. Construction of U.S. homes fell nearly 15% in January as home builders scaled back on new projects. Starts of multifamily projects, those with five or more units, plummeted 36%, while single-family building starts dipped 4.7%. Some of that tied to harsh weather conditions in January. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Here's what Steve Spagnuolo told me about wanting to become a head coach again.
I guess there's some disappointment and surprise. I would at least like to be able to talk to people and see what their thoughts are. I don't lose sleep over it, but do I want it? Yeah. If it never happens, I'm a blessed man. I got a great job. I work for a great organization and a great head coach, so I'd be good as well.
The four-time Super Bowl championship DC deserves a second chance and needs to get a head coaching job next hiring cycle. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, We'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Benefits. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because I care.
That's Randy Jorgensen, who is going to be, assuming that a deal can be struck, the interim city manager for the city of Milton about 5 months after retiring from that job. City Councilman Jeff Snow will join us here in just a moment here at 437, right after traffic and weather. Together, Austin, how's it looking out there?
Thank you, Joe. There is not a ton to report on, so I'll keep it brief. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we've got some construction that's been giving us some trouble these past few days, and it's going to have you backed up a little ways on there, but nothing too nothing crazy compared to yesterday, but it will back you up for a bit. Outside of that, the only other issue is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast, here is Alan Strum.
It's a mix of weather as we head into the weekend. A light rain, drizzle, and at times rain as we head through tonight. Overnight lows, low 50s. Saturday, the rain chance continues at 40%. We'll see clouds and a high in the upper 50s. It's Saturday night that we drop down into the 30s. Sunday, sunshine is back and highs just in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 60 degrees right now, overcast skies. We'll go to the phones, bring on Milton City Councilman Jeff Snow. Jeff, appreciate the time this afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. It's Friday, so we can't complain too much about that. Busy week for you guys at the City Council. We had the marathon meeting earlier on Tuesday. We come back last night with about an hour or so meeting, and with the sole purpose of figuring out what to do with the city manager position moving forward. Now, there was some discussion about whether bringing Randy back was the right move. Should we go in another direction? And so just kind of recap that and what the expectation should be over the next week or two as Scott Collins steps away a week from today.
Yes. So we did have a meeting. The council voted to reinstate or go into negotiations with Randy Jorgensen as our interim city manager. When I received Scott Collins' two-week resignation, gave us a little time to prepare for this. So with that being said, and everybody's aware of the wastewater treatment plant and our spray fields is our last permit that we're waiting on and should receive any day now. We're at a critical time for Milton. There's a lot of great things going on in Milton, but this here is our political problem that people hear about all the time, unfortunately. And so my thought was Randy can come in, step in. He's literally loved by the staff. They're well-respected. And we have an amazing staff. Our staff, unfortunately, gets attacked by our mayor and her supporters. They attack our staff. They attack everything we do. And then fortune, it doesn't matter what the subject is, they're going to do that. And that's part of politics. But when it starts going over to our staff, I have an extreme problem. Randy can come in. He's well-respected with everybody dealing with the wastewater treatment plant. And he basically comes in running and knowing exactly where to step in at and to get the job done. He's done that for the last several years for us, and I have full confidence in him. And most of the council has, as they voted the other night, showed that they have confidence in him to be able to do the job now.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you talked about the criticism, and you point out that, you know, there are some people, it doesn't matter what we do, there's going to be complaints and criticism about. One comment in particular that stuck out to me, and it's something that had come out within the last month or two, was the idea of the personnel expenses and how those have gone over budget, and it's led to the city having to move funds or to borrow funds from other accounts to cover that. And the question is, why would we bring back the city manager to take over again, who that happened on his watch? And I think it's a valid question. You tell me if that's a valid criticism, yes or no.
As far as the numbers are concerned, as of Wednesday, our staff meeting had a major meeting with a senior staff had a meeting with Scott Collins. They were in total disagreement of all the numbers, that they weren't adding up to the same. That was unfortunate, but that happened. So when it comes to every number, I haven't looked into that part, what Scott Collins says, but there's been some concerns of things I'd rather not discuss on the radio. But as far as us moving funds, and basically they're saying that moving wastewater and sewer and water funds to the general fund, it's a common practice with just about every municipality out there. It's already been said through those that matter that we have done nothing that is incorrect as far as that. Does that mean we might need to tighten up or improve? I think every organization, including all of us personally, we can all look at our stuff and see what we can do better. We're not against that. We're not scared of the audit coming. Randy's definitely not scared of the audit. I don't think Randy, if he felt like he had done something incorrect, would be willing to stick himself back into this. The reason he's coming back to the city of Milton is because he loves the city. He loves the staff. And he knows what really truly needs to get done and not get caught in the weeds with all this political nonsense and trying basically what the mayor and her group, her support group, mostly Milton Concerned Citizens, is. And that's a political pack here of former, mostly led by former elected officials that used to be on this board and people that ran for office and didn't get on it. I mean, these people go after anything and everything. It doesn't matter what it is. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. Pam Mitchell is always quoted on the news and everywhere else about this wastewater treatment plant. That plant has been permitted for years. What Pam and Jerry Mitchell failed to tell everyone out there is if it's such a bad place where it's at, Jerry Mitchell was the chairman of the planning board that approved the location long before Jeff Snow and anybody in office today was there. That plant has been permitted for years. The permit that we've been required to go through hoop after hoop after hoop to get is over a spray field. And that's what we're waiting for. DEP has told us that they are issuing it. And hopefully we'll receive it in a couple of days. But this is all just political liberals going after the conservatives over here in our small city. And it's unfortunate because we have so many great things going on in the city of Milton.
Talking with Jeff Snow, city councilman for the city of Milton. And Jeff, we'll get you out of here on this. So now that the vote was had and 5-2 vote, would your expectation be a fairly quick negotiation for Randy to get in place moving forward?
I would assume so, but that's between our city attorney and him to negotiate that. So that's nothing that the city council is not part of our job duties. We will approve it once they meet and draw up some guidelines that they're looking at, then that will be presented to the city council, and we will vote it up or vote it down.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate the time. You have a good weekend, and we'll chat again soon, okay?
I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time on for allowing me to come on and say something.
All right. Appreciate it. That was Jeff Snow, city councilman for the city of Milton. There again, Randy Jorgensen, who retired as city manager back in September, coming back in an interim capacity moving forward. So we'll check back in when that is resolved here. 4:46, another check of the roads and weather here on Pensacola right now.
Thank you, Joe. Only a couple of things that are really major at this point. If you're traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we still got a lot of construction that's causing some heavy issues there. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got the typical evening traffic causing issues in that area.
All right. Also, a texter letting us know a fire reported on Mulott Road. That's over off of west of Avalon Boulevard. So probably expect some slowdowns in that area. Kind of near Sterling Way, west of Avalon Boulevard there, north of I-10. So keep an eye on that as well. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
It's a mix of weather as we head into the weekend. A light rain, drizzle, and at times rain as we head through tonight. Overnight lows, low 50s. Saturday, the rain chance continues at 40%. We'll see clouds and a high in the upper 50s. It's Saturday night that we drop down into the 30s. Sunday, sunshine is back and highs just in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:48 here with the couple minutes we have left in the segment. Austin, anything exciting happening in sports tonight?
Well, we've got the NBA All-Star Game this weekend. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on TNT. I wanted to get that one out of the way first before we get into college basketball, because there's a bit more to dig into there. We do have some men's basketball games televised tonight, including a doubleheader on ESPNU. We got Villanova at Georgetown. That's going to be at 6 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. VCU, that's, I believe, Virginia Commonwealth, at St. Louis at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. And then the doubleheader on ESPNU is Manhattan at Iona at 6 and Ohio at Toledo at 8. And lastly, we got New Mexico at San Diego State at 9 o'clock. You can catch that one on FS1.
All right. Caitlin Clark going off for 49 points. I love that. So she going into the game last night against Michigan, she needed 8 points, right?
Yes.
And it was like 3 minutes in, she not only scored the 8 points, but she had all the team's points. They were just like, get your record. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And the shot that got the all-time record was from the logo.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the first quarter, she had scored what? More than the entire Michigan team, right?
I'll take your word on that.
I think she had 23 points at the end of the first quarter, and okay. Michigan had like 22.
Wow.
Yeah. Left no doubt.
Yeah. Finished with 49, 106-89 last night. I'm telling you, she's a star. And, if you're not typically one to watch women's college basketball, I would watch her at some point between now and April. Try to catch her once, because she is a special player and definitely the face of college basketball. NBA, we did the All-Star game. Did we do that?
Yes, All-Star right. game Sunday at 7.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the Raiders quarterback, suspended for 2 games next year for violating the performance-enhancing substances policy. The policy violation apparently in regards to a prescribed medication that he used without having a valid therapeutic use exemption. So got to have the paper that says you can take it, I guess. And he will not appeal and will miss the first 2 games of the 2024 season. Likely not going to be on the Raiders, as they will probably for sure move off of him.
Well, and at least he didn't lie about it and say it was an accident. He's just mix up. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right about that. 4:50, we'll take a quick break, come back with some lighter stuff, pop culture, wacky, and good news. Coming back on Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the hearing yesterday over the Burgosh versus PNJ, Alex Arduini and Jonathan Owens text messages case. We also talked with former commissioner, now supervisor of elections, Robert Bender, about deadlines related to the impending presidential preference primary. We also did the Transgressors Memorial Service. To Kill a Mockingbird made the list this week. And a good conversation about a Wall Street Journal article focusing on Pensacola during the wrap. You can find all of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Roads, not a ton going on. If you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to get in to Gulf Breeze, we have some construction there that's still causing a lot of issues as it has for the past few days. So you'll be backed up a pretty decent ways onto Three Mile Bridge there until further notice. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, we got some issues developing there. And lastly, the last big one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, you've got the typical evening traffic giving you some issues in that area as well.
The chance for rain continues Saturday at about 40% throughout the day. Look for clouds, and if we do see some more rain, it's likely to mainly be during the morning hours. High Saturday, upper 50s. It is cooling down Saturday night with lows in the 30s. Rolling into Sunday morning. The sunshine is back on Sunday. At least we'll see some mixed with some cloud cover. Highs on Sunday, 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:55 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. If you're just joining us, a recap of today's top three stories. The verdict is in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York, and the former president is being ordered to pay over $350 million in fines. He's also banned from doing business in New York State for 3 years. President Biden reacting to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny reported dead while behind bars at the age of 47. Biden saying that Vladimir Putin is responsible. And two juveniles now charged in the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The juveniles are being held at juvenile detention on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Taking a look here at some pop culture notes today, Taylor Swift, in fact, donated to the family of the woman killed during the shooting on Wednesday. Two separate donations of $50,000 to the GoFundMe for Lisa Lopez Galvin, a local radio DJ in Kansas City.
And Meryl Streep is returning for the upcoming season of Only Murders in the Building. Streep will reprise her role of Loretta Durkin in season 4. Producers are keeping the storyline for the new season under wraps, but it will reportedly begin with its three stars, Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin, making a trip to Los Angeles.
A family of Brian Wilson is confirming the Beach Boys co-founder has dementia. The family does say that Wilson will still be able to work on current projects and participate in any activities he chooses. Wish him well.
Absolutely.
Taking a look at some wacky stories here, just one. Multiple people in Mesa, Arizona called 911 the other day to report alligators swimming around a lake in a city park.
Wow.
It's the type of thing that sounds like it could be a prank, but if anything, the city was pranking them. It turns out city officials recently added some realistic foam alligators to the lake for birds and turtles to sit on. I suppose the error would have been not sending out a news release, maybe, or blasting it on social media.
Be not saying, afraid.
Hey, we've got some foam alligators in the city park. Do not be alarmed. So a few 911 callers were convinced that they were real. One woman even claimed that a gator latched onto her boyfriend's fishing line. Nah, your boyfriend just sucks at fishing. Despite the confusion, it doesn't sound like the city plans to remove them. In fact, they're doubling down, adding two fake hippos to go with the gators. I feel like the hippos would be a little bit more
obvious.
If
some imbecile calls saying there's a hippo down the street,
well, I think like it would just be the head of the hippo just kind of coming up.
Sticking out of
water.
Like water.
I don't think it's going to be like a full body hippo just standing in the middle of the lake there in Mesa.
Some good news here. A Milton man is $5 million richer thanks to the Florida lottery. Bernard Waters got the top prize from the $20 Monopoly Doubler Scratch-Off game, and he chose a lump sum of over $3.99 million. He bought the winning ticket from S Food Mart 3 on Stewart Street in Milton.
A guy in Illinois wasn't looking forward to Valentine's Day after his girlfriend broke up with him, yeah. But 3 days after he got dumped, he bought a lottery ticket that hit for $1 million. No word on whether his ex is regretting her decision or if even if he reached out. Austin,
I
put yourself in that spot. Your girlfriend dumps up with you. 3 days later, you win $1 million. Are you sending her a message with a photo of the ticket that says, oh, guess what you missed out on?
My ex was crazy, so no, I wouldn't put that target on my back, Joe. No chance. An elementary school in South Carolina did a weird Valentine's Day fundraiser to support its 4-H club. They put out four buckets with a different school official's name on each one, and people could drop money in. Whoever's bucket raised the most money had to kiss a cow on Valentine's Day. That person ended up being the school's principal, who embraced the challenge. He put some lipstick on and planted a kiss on the cow's nose. We had stuff like that at my elementary school.
Sure.
Kissing a pig, and one of them was like really loud.
Yeah, no, that's no issue there. And again, just to do a recap here, we did in our local news share this good news story today, but Scambia fire crews in the last 3 weeks or so had a couple of house fires that could have been deadly, but firefighters were able to rescue people in both house fires that were trapped and get them to safety. So they had a ceremony at one of the fire stations earlier today to honor those crews that were involved in those rescues. So good stuff there. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and we're back with a full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.